Order, order.
Select committee report.
Disgruntled firearms owners unhappy with legal requirements around semi-automatic weapons with pistol grips have put forward a complaint to the Regulations Review Committee, which on Thursday heard from National Shooters Association President Richard Lincoln. He said the need for a police endorsement for a pistol-gripped firearm was unnecessary.
It infringes on the rights of the ownership of private property without sufficient reason. The only reason that any of us have been given for the amendment to the Principal Act and the subsequent regulations is that the police were perplexed and could not understand the difference between various pistol grips. And it was their self-proclaimed confusion that gave rise to Arms Amendment Bill 2852 and the regulations that are in question today.
Mr. Lincoln equated the regime to a firearm registration system.
Parliament specifically rejected the proposition from police of a universal gun registration system in New Zealand. It has been an abysmal failure in Canada. But again, the situation with endorsable firearms in this country is that the more police can net into that endorsable system, the more they can run a de facto registration system. And that is the direction that they're trying to go in with this. So, although on the surface these regulations appear to have an authentic purpose behind them, there are ulterior motives in my submission, and they are quite clear and they are documented.
Also before the committee was police legal adviser Joanna Bond, who said the need for pistol grips was unfounded.
Police disagree that a pistol grip is a safety feature of a firearm. It is a feature that may add control, but it's not a safety feature in the ordinary sense, and I think it's generally accepted that it's something that is desirable for military purposes and not necessarily necessary for a sporting purpose.
But Richard Lincoln called for the rules to be scrapped.
Confusion and ignorance over these matters can be dealt with simply by having no restrictions on pistol grips at all. And there doesn't seem to be any reason why the ownership of private property and the rights to own this type of property by New Zealand citizens, law-abiding, licensed civilian gun owners, should be infringed simply because the police are in a state of ignorance.
National Shooters Association President Richard Lincoln speaking there on a complaint to the Regulations Review Committee regarding rules governing the ownership of semi-automatic firearms. And that matter remains under consideration of the committee. Also in the committee rooms during the week, the process for reviewing budget funding for government agencies and departments began. Following the delivery of the budget, the Finance and Expenditure Committee divvies up individual ministry budget allocations, called votes, and sends them to the relevant select committees, who then examine the funding and hear from their respective ministers. One of the first up this year was Statistics Minister Nikki Wagner, who appeared before the Government Administration Committee.
I just want to sort of update you on the main things out of this vote. New funding for the development of a modernised census in 2018, mm-hmm. Particularly important issue. Running a census is an enormous task. It is the biggest thing that any government department did in 2013, and it's only rivaled with the complexity and the size of running a general election.
The Statistics Minister explained the transition to an electronic census.
Now, that's important in terms of keeping the census sustainable going forward, and we're looking to that modernised census to increase the amount of online use. We did a testing project in 2013 in Oamaru, and in Oamaru 65% of the people did their census online. So that sort of leads in to make the goal of 70% target in 2018, I think, very achievable.
Also before the Government Administration Committee for a review of budget funding was the Parliamentary Service, whose Minister, Speaker David Carter, outlined a proposal to redesign part of Parliament's grounds.
Wellington City Council came and saw me, I guess, 6 or 8 months ago. They are planning to do quite a major tidy-up of the cenotaph itself. They then pointed out that it's almost a barrier between the cenotaph and the parliamentary precinct. If you go down and have a look at lunchtime, etc., quite a wall, substantial growth around those pahutukawa trees. They were arguing whether we'd facilitate a better linkage from the cenotaph.
The Speaker explained what the redesign would involve.
The $1 million proposal is around a revamping of some steps and an opening of the steps closer to the executive wing and trying to link that through. So I put that in as a budget bid, and the government saw fit to support it. The point I'd make is, you know, in the 20 years that I've been here, there's actually been no major change to the landscaping of the parliamentary complex. It's probably time we had a look at it.
Speaker of the House, David Carter. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.